Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Okay, we're waiting on Christy Brinkley to call. Super excited about this, y'all, because, I mean, she's Christy Brinkley. Worldwide known supermodel, actress, artist. I mean, entrepreneur. She's done it all. And with such grace and style. That's what I have always loved about her, is that she, while sometimes her life partners have not been the greatest, she has always tried to make good choices for herself. I don't know, she might argue with that, but anyway, super excited, waiting for her to give us a call. The reason we're talking with Christy Brinkley is she has a new book out called Uptown Girl, where she tells the stories of her life. And she talked to her kids, Alexa, Ray, Joel, as well as Sailor and Jack, about whether it was okay with them to share these stories, and they gave her the okay. So as we wait on Christy Brinkley to call, trying not to, you know, I got to put my fangirl away, because, you know, this is a classy lady and I want to sound like one too. B104. Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, I have Christy Brinkley here.
Hello.
Thank you. Good morning. It's so exciting to have you on Morning Go. I'm curious, are you a morning person?
I am, actually.
Yay.
Yes, I'm up bright and early every day, whether it or not.
That's kind of me. Well, it's exciting to get to chat with you, Christy Brinkley. You are a worldwide known person, and I don't think that should diminish from who you are as a real person. And I'm wondering if writing this book, Uptown Girl, has given people a little bit closer look into who you really are.
Oh, definitely. This book is revealing things that I've never talked about before, ever. That some things that I never really talk about, but it wouldn't be a life story if I didn't.
Right.
Those bad things are what actually, you know, that actually give you the fuel to go on to other things, to make challenges, to prove that, okay, that was bad, but now I can do better. There's always a lesson. There's always a silver lining. And I felt that I needed to give the highs and the lows. And in doing that, it create kind of a thread between that I hope people will take to be sort of at the end, you can get through anything, and recognize that you're in control. You write your own script. And you, when you do find yourself in those dark holes, it's up to you to write yourself out of that.
There you go. Okay, here endeth the lesson. Thanks so much for calling. No, I'm kidding. Your story is so interesting, though, because there are, like you said, so many things I didn't know. I didn't know about the loss of your boyfriend. I didn't know about your first husband. I didn't know the depth of the story with your son, Jack. And I don't want to give all that away, because I want people to read the book. I want them to read Uptown Girl, because I think there's so much more that they can find out by really reading the in-depth stuff. But I mean, you've been in a helicopter crash and then rescued from that same location again. What did that mean to you as you moved on from that?
I mean, every part of my life has taught me so much. And after the crash, I've always been grateful, very grateful for everything, but this was now gratitude on steroids. Like, you know, when I would wake up in the morning and a beam of light would be coming into the room, it was the most beautiful beam of light I've ever seen. It was amazing. The downside of what happened to me in the crash was with post-traumatic stress syndrome, you also make some bad decisions, and I made plenty of those. So looking back on it, though, you realize that the good things and the bad things all add up together to make your life. And so it's all there.
Yeah.
And some were such a joy to write about. And I really loved, you know, like sharing parts about, well, everything from Hollywood and the Brown Derby, to Paris and sitting at La Coupole and streaking by, and, you know, all kinds of little moments that are really wonderful memories.
Well, and I love, you know, I've read some of the articles and the interviews that you've been doing over the last few days about Uptown Girl. And you talked about how your son Jack noticed that Uptown Girl has become your, you know, walking out song, kind of like baseball players have. And that song, that experience, and your relationship with Billy Joel has led to so many other great experiences in your life. Was there one that in particular that stands out to you?
Oh my gosh, I could never choose just one. But I would say that my having my babies, my children are truly my chef d'oeuvre, my masterpieces.
Mm.
And each one came to me in the most circuitous route, you know, that like, it was like I had to go through what I went through to come out with my three beautiful children. And each of that story is, I mean, they're proof that whatever happens to you, there is a silver lining, a gorgeous, there's just things to be grateful for. So I can never regret anything because it turned out the way it's turned out.
Oh my gosh, you're making me so teary-eyed because I'm a mom and I get it. You have had a fantastic life. You've outlined it in the book, Uptown Girl. Christie Brinkley, what a joy to get to talk to you. I've heard people say that you are just the kindest, and I can see that in the way that you talk about your children.
Nice.
Well, I appreciate you as someone that I looked up to over the last 40 years, because you truly are an Uptown Girl. Thank you so much for talking with us here on Morning Go. Christie Brinkley.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my gosh. Her goodbye is so sweet. Listen, I know she's never going to listen to this interview, because I'll post it up on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify as soon as I get done editing it. I'm going to edit out my stupid stuff. Anyway. Okay, so I know that my bestie, my BFF forever, Jill, is listening on the stream right now. And so, how'd I do, Jill? She'll probably text me. You did awesome. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I figured, you know what? If we're going to talk with Christie Brinkley, we might as well, you know, get a little Uptown Girl in there. It's Billy Joel on B104.3. Oh, I need a nap now.